Welcome
to High Honor
to the podcast.
How Yoder?
You trying to creep, aren't you? Oh my god, we love Norbit. It's such a terrible movie. It's so good. Respucia is just like the worst. Welcome to Book of Lies podcast.
Yeah, welcome.
Brandy, what's going on? I see your thumb's getting pretty green. Yeah, I see this.
No, it's not getting green. They're just not dead yet. But, oh, and then my pepper is starting to get, the leaves are starting to get yellow, and I'm like, what is going on now?
The dirt that you got, was it a Miracle-Gro, or was it just, like, soil?
It was Home and Garden potting mix.
Okay, so you probably just need some nutrients in there. I just bought some eco scraps.
I don't know what that means.
I'm going to tell you. I just bought some eco scraps, which is fertilizer made from compost. So you could fill up a bag if you want and give some to your plants and just mix it in the bed. And then it'll slow release and then release over time and give your plants the nutrients that it's missing.
I guess.
I guess.
Look, I'm just hoping they don't die. Like, I would like, because it's a habanero plant, I would like to have some peppers. And habanero are cold hardy, so I'm trying to make them
grow. Angela's had, like, peppers in her yard for 3 years. I was like, how long you had these peppers back here? She was like, 3 years. I was like, hell yeah. Like, with the if you take care of them, like, yours are in pots. So you can move them around, like, in the winter when it gets cold, cover them up, bring them in the garage or something, and they'll survive till the next season. But, how was your week, man?
First week of summer, I guess. Sure. how was my week? I don't know. I had to spend a couple of days recovering from that damn reunion of yours.
That was a rager. Guys, we did not talk to you guys last week.
Last weekend.
But Brandy was our fantastic bartender at my high school class reunion. And everyone was like, yeah, Brandy was making strong drinks. Woo, woo. Did you get tipsy too? Or are you just tired?
No, I had a few drinks like at the end. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, I'm tired. I'm too tired to do anything. When I got home, I broke my nail, and then I was like, I'm going to bed. I went to sleep. I woke up. And I was like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not doing anything. So I didn't. And then this week, it's just been chilling, trying to grow some plants. I bought those plants. I bought the tomato plant, the habanero plant, the mint, lavender, and rosemary. Mm-hmm. And at Home Depot, came home, I bought some planters, bought some dirt, put them out there. So they're out there around my brown yard. They're just out there. So hopefully they...
A spot of color.
They, produce some fruits. All right. That would be nice. I want the lavender to bloom. I want to smell some pretty flowers. So
I bought lavender from Home Depot and I killed it.
You bought a lavender plant?
Mm-hmm.
I bought a plant.
I bought a lavender plant and I killed it.
How?
I didn't plant it. I left it in the pot and it just dried up and died.
But you didn't water it either?
I did water it!
Oh, okay.
I'm defensive.
I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what you did.
I kill plants. If, like, I'll buy them and then I'm like, oh, I don't have time to plant this. So I'll try and leave it in the pot for as long as possible. But I will water them. But they don't like me for some reason. Maybe I'm not doing it right. I don't get it. Like, when I bring plants up from seed, I can keep them in the pots for a fine time. And they don't die. But when I buy them from a store, they do. Hmm. That's why I grow my shit from seed.
My basil seeds did sprout. And then I put the little greenhouse container out in the sun. And I think it, like, burned one of them because it's all
yellow,
crunchy.
It's still like it's still there, but it, I was like, oh,
man, Basil's so sensitive, and it's like, okay, Basil, settle the fuck down. Settle down, all right.
And then I saw a basil plant at Winco because they have, you know, the veg. What do they call it? Kitchen herbs,
live herbs.
Yeah, yeah. And so I was like, maybe I'll just buy this and put it in that planter with the rosemary and the mint.
That works sometimes. I did that, like, I needed some basil, so I bought the fresh plant, and I kept it alive for, like, a month in my kitchen, and then I stopped watering it, and then it died. Aww. That's how it happens.
How was your week?
Like you said, the reunion, people are still talking about it on Facebook. I'm like, all right, can we get over this now? On to the next shit.
Are they really?
Some people, really, I mean, honestly, guys, hi, it's Sunny. Class of 2000. The party was, people, I hate this word, but it was fucking epic. It was epic. It was a really good time. I'm happy it's over. Everything came together. Everybody that helped made the night wonderful. Brandy was great. We even imported our cousin Tony in to shake people up at the door. I love it. It was a really good time. This week I went to Fresno because my best friend had a baby. And I got to snuggle the baby, and I was so happy. Like, I was talking about it. After that, when I found out she was pregnant, I, like, almost cried, and I was talking about it, and I was, like, getting all emotional because I'm a sensitive person, apparently, or I'm just a big baby. One of the two. It's probably the same thing. But I've been on the move, and there's no slowing down. Just because that event's over, I got other things in the works.
Okay.
I got other things in the works. I finally closed that fucking deal. I got the contract signed. I got everybody signed up.
Oh, good.
But then these motherfuckers are playing with my money. Because, okay, guys, it was a bad deal. But they're like, okay, you know, when you get your commission, we pay you out over, you know, 4 months. We like, you owe me like $1,200, but you guys want to break it into 4 payments. Of $300.
That's annoying.
It's fucking annoying because I want it all.
I'd be like, give me my money.
And then they're letting me go. I don't know if I told you guys this, but yeah, I got to find another job technically. But just run me my money. I'm not trying to be fucking around with you people. And they're like, oh, well, we can keep you on as a contractor. And just, you know, when you bring in sales, we'll just pay you for that. But then I have to wait for 4 months to get all of my money. I don't have time for this.
So yeah, no, that's annoying.
It's ridiculous. So I've got all kinds of shenanigans going on, but we're finally back here in the closet. In the recording studio where we haven't been, and we've really missed you guys. So thank you for joining us. And I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is Book of Lies. The podcast.
It's Bold Bitches.
It's Bold Bitches. Connect with us on social if you aren't already, on Twitter at Book of Lies Pod, on Instagram or Facebook at Book of Lies Podcast. Hey guys, we have a Patreon. Meet us there. We would really love your support. I'm going to be sending out international postcards this month to our current patrons, KT and OT and Kathleen and Ken.
Yay.
We got a lot of Ks.
Yeah.
But they're going to be getting fantastic postcards from abroad, so shh, it's a secret. So join us if you want one. $2. That's it. If you want to give us more, we've got bigger tiers with more things. So join us. Or you can visit our website at bookoflicepodcast.com. You could send us an email at bookoflicepodcast@gmail.com. Or you can listen to all of our previous episodes. We have 124 to listen to. They're fantastic. Check them out. Brandy, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about some international bullshit. We're headed back over to China to discuss the Luckin Coffee fraud scandal.
Ooh, what's that?
Luckin Coffee. So, Luckin Coffee was founded in June 2017.
Ooh, new business.
Yes, new business. It was founded by, was co-founded by a Chinese man who was, he got into, like, all the businesses as they were booming, so he had made a whole bunch of fucking money.
I bet.
And so he decided to get into the coffee game. Luckin Coffee was founded in June 2017 by Liu Zhengyao and Jenny Chanjia. Luck and Coffee was founded in China. Their goal was to basically take down Starbucks.
Okay.
In China.
Okay. Because Starbucks is a giant. They're like all...
Starbucks is everywhere. Starbucks has locations in China.
Okay.
When they started, they managed to actually become very, very famous. They had one of the most successful U.S. IPOs by a Chinese company in 2017. They had all kinds of investors from the United States interested in them. Mm-hmm. And including like long-only funds and hedge funds. Their goal was to sell lots of coffee in China. But, you know, China is a tea-drinking country.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, China is all about tea.
Okay.
Just like England is about tea, but they also drink coffee. But, yeah, China, the Chinese people are dedicated to tea. Mm-hmm. Like, that's their thing.
Yes.
That's my thing. That's their thing. So... when Jenny Chan decided, she started getting super busy and she was like, you know, I'm really digging coffee. I think the Chinese people will really dig coffee. Okay. So she, you know, she had this idea that the Chinese people would, as people started working harder or more or whatever, they would start getting into coffee. She was using coffee to fuel her days.
Okay.
So the idea was like, okay, since, you know, we've got all this coffee, Chinese people would love to drink coffee, but the problem is coffee is too expensive.
Okay.
So they were going to bring coffee. They're going to bring lower quality.
Lower cost.
Not lower quality. Coffee at a lower cost. Mm-hmm. That was their goal. They were going to do this by offering lower priced coffee, using primarily takeout and delivery vehicles, services.
Okay, DoorDash?
Yeah, no, well, not DoorDash, but sort of.
Okay.
They were going to do it based in an app, and because they were going to do it based in an app, they could call themselves a tech company, and they could say, we're disruptive. We're disruptive. And so, you know how investors like being disruptive, and they like apps. They assumed that they would be successful in getting investors because of this. Because we're disruptive. We're an app company, you know.
We're like an app company that happens to sell coffee. Stop it right now. Stop it right now.
Well, so what they did was after, you know, they have to have a product. So they did have coffee and the coffee was not good.
Well, shit.
It wasn't good coffee.
Maybe because it's Chinese coffee.
They don't grow coffee in China.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's a joke. They don't grow coffee in China.
Like, we don't grow coffee in the United States.
They grow. Yes, we do in Hawaii.
Well, okay. We don't grow coffee in mainland. Okay. United States.
Coffee beans. It's
like we don't grow pineapples. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or kiwis.
It's more Colombia. That's where coffee comes from, right?
Colombia. There's a lot of coffee. There's Colombian coffee. There's Madagascan coffee. We have Kona coffee in Hawaii. There's coffee from all kinds of places, just not mainland United States, because we don't have the weather.
Yeah, the climate. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay, so the coffee wasn't good. Investors were like, no, thank you. They still managed to get a whole bunch of buzz, though. So they still managed to get investors. Within a year that they were founded, one of the biggest venture capitalist firms in China was... it's called Joy Capital, and another company called Singapore Sovereign Wealth Fund, GIC, were seriously putting money into Luck and Coffee.
Okay.
So already they had valued it at $1 billion because of these two companies.
Wow.
Putting money into the company.
Wow. Okay.
So they immediately started opening locations. They opened 5,000 locations in Beijing, Shanghai.
No.
And other cities across China.
That's a lot of growth in a
short period of time. Yeah. Yes. And that's what they were boasting. You know, I'll get there. I'm getting ahead of myself. In 2018, they reported sales of as much as $2 million a quarter. Okay. They founded in 2017. 2018, they're saying they're making $200 million a quarter.
Shit.
Right?
That's damn near $1 billion annually, almost. So,
yeah, by them saying all this, of course, people are like, yeah, we want in. We want in. We want in. Ground floor, want in.
Mm-hmm.
So they got investors from companies such as BlackRock, Inc., and even banks were, like, investing in them. This Credit Suisse Group AG in, you know, Switzerland. They went public in the United States in May 2019, and they raised $561 million.
That's a lot of fucking money.
When they went public on the NASDAQ. Company executives flooded the NASDAQ stock exchange on the big day, and some of them were wearing barista aprons, like getting all festive and shit, pretending to be baristas. But the issue was that this place wasn't really a restaurant. It wasn't really a coffee restaurant. It was coffee kiosks.
What? So they just popped up a machine everywhere.
What they did was, like, they might have a coffee, you know, like, outdoor, those outdoor coffee kiosks where somebody can just drive up, order in the window, and then go.
Oh, like, okay, yeah, like sister.
Right.
Okay.
But, yeah, coffee kiosks. And they didn't have, you know, any seating. If they did, they had, like, maybe a seat or two where people could come and sit and chill and drink their coffee.
Okay.
But they weren't a coffee, they weren't a Starbucks.
Right. They were a kiosk where people could roll up.
Right. And so the appeal of Starbucks, of course, is that it's like a lounge. Like, you can go in there, you can work, you can study.
Steal the Wi-Fi.
You can have little group meetings with your friends or your colleagues or whatever. Yeah. It's like,
who hasn't met up at Starbucks for
something? Right. Yeah. Exactly. So this is not what they were offering. They were offering basically a quick, you know, in and out service.
Got it.
They were even going to do coffee vending machines. So yes.
Like at the hospital, the coffee vending.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. That they were going to do. I don't know what, you know, the design looked like, but they were going to basically put up a bunch of coffee vending machines as well. They were going to call it a smart vending machine. That would eliminate the need for stores and staff altogether.
Well, that's rude.
Yeah. So they figured that this would keep their costs down because they wouldn't have to hire, you know, any heads, and they wouldn't have to have an infrastructure or a building. They could just pop up a vending machine and somebody could go, oh, Luckin' Coffee, let's get one.
Yeah.
I honestly, like the Starbucks coffees that you can buy in the store, I'll buy one on a fucking, like, a whim when I'm like, I have a taste for coffee.
Yeah.
But if I'm like, oh, I need a coffee, that's not what I'm going to get.
No, I'll grab those, like, the refrigerated Starbucks ones that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I go to the gas station and I'm, like, going to be on the road or something. But if I want coffee, I'm going to make my coffee at home because I do that. That's me. I don't go to Starbucks, really.
I don't know what the coffee maker market is in Japan. I mean, in China. But I'm pretty sure people aren't making coffee because they're... Again, they're tea people.
We are tea people.
Like, we love our tea. Like, you know, tea is it's an export from China. So, you know,
I love jasmine tea.
Oolong for me. So those were their ideas. Well, Luckin' Coffee got on the radar of some people because they kept boasting that all of these profits, they were making all these profits. So in early 2019, they hired an investment banker by the name of Renu Shakel.
Okay.
He was their CFO.
Chief Financial Officer. Got it.
He was the only person on their senior executive staff that wasn't Chinese. And he was responsible for getting Western investors because the company was not profitable. And they didn't know when they were going to become profitable. So their plan was to keep expanding. Okay. More stores, more kiosks. We're going to sell our coffee. We're going to make more stores, but we're going to sell our coffee at a discount. So, like, you know, a grande latte is like $4.54. They would sell it way cheaper than that.
Like $2.54.
I don't know what they didn't say what the price was that they were selling for, but you know, basically, yeah, deeply discounted coffee is what they were offering. But how do you do all these discounts when you have all of the, you have to pay vendors, you have to pay, you know, your whoever you're working with, your executives have to get paid, everybody has to get paid, and then you also have to pay for building costs because you're putting up kiosks, and you know, so they were spending way more than they were actually earning.
Yeah. It's usually the problem.
Uh-huh.
Even with finances at home, you know, like, bitch, you are spending way too much money. you brought in $1,000 and you just spent 3 G's.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you need to figure that out.
Yeah, like get your shit together. How you spending way more than you making? People do that though. They credit live cards. Outside of their means.
Yeah,
I know I do. So Schaykel's former employer was Credit Suisse, and so they helped with the U.S. IPO when they went public. Bank of America was also supposed to become an underwriter of their profit margins, lost all that shit, the money part. They were supposed to be underwriting there, but they realized that. They had a disagreement with the executives about how they should value the coffee chain, the mm-hmm. company. Mm-hmm. So they were like, well, you're undervaluing us, so we don't want you.
So we hate you.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Right.
How do you say fuck off in Chinese?
I don't know.
Guys, let me know. Send us a message on Twitter.
If you speak Chinese.
At Book of Lies. Ooh! Chinlin. Doesn't Chinlin speak Chinese? No, she's not Chinese. I'm sorry, girl.
I don't know.
Wait a minute.
I believe she's Chinese. She said her parents live in China.
Chinlin, you let us know.
My sources on this, by the way, are Bloomberg, Reuters, and the SEC. Yay! We love the SEC. Luckin Coffee was like, okay, you know what? You're undervaluing us. We've done what most people do in 15 or 20 years. That's what Schaykel said when they started trading. Because, again, they grew disproportionately.
It doesn't sound like it's very healthy or sustainable the way they grew.
Right. It was like, we're just going to plop up these 5,000 stores and we're just going to keep going. We're going to go for broke. And so that's what they did. So on May 17th is when the stock began trading. The fucking price of the shares jumped almost half. So they were offering the stock at $17, mm-hmm. and it had already gone up to like $33 Mm-mm. per fucking share. Mm-mm. So a gentleman by the name of Carson Block was watching how Luckin was rising, basically, and he was like, okay, some bullshit's going on.
Something's wrong here.
Something fishy is going on. He works for a company called Muddy Waters Research, and he's a short seller.
Ooh. Okay, guys. Do you guys know what short sellers are? How many episodes have you listened to? Short sellers find the wrong in the business and then bet against them. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Jinx.
Yeah. So they're like, okay, this company is going to basically, it's going to like the bubble's going to bust mm-hmm. and we're going to get in on the opposite end immediately.
Right.
That's what he is. That's what he does. His company, apparently, there was another Chinese company called Sino Forest Corp that had, it was a timber company, and it had gone public in Canada, and there was some fuckery going on there, mm-hmm. and his company blew that shit out of the water.
Wow.
So he's, like, looking at this stock, and he's like, something's going on here. Like, what is the deal? And
I want to talk to a short seller. I think that should be, like, one of our next guests that we get a short seller. Okay. So they could, like, if there's, like... If they look at something like, oh, yeah, this right here, like if there's certain characteristics or traits or something, mm-hmm. they're like, this right here.
Give me all the stock. Okay, so he was like, okay, something's going on because they were boasting all of these sales. They basically said that their quarterly sales had jumped by fucking 5 times. And he's like, no, that sounds fishy. So he's like, okay, well, I'm going to see about that. But he had to have a staff of people watching every single chain, and that would cost a lot of money, and he didn't want to put the money into doing that. So somehow he lucked out and had another company that was already doing that.
Investigating Luckin Coffee? Uh-huh.
They had people on the ground watching the foot traffic of all of the locations.
Wow.
Yeah, getting freaking copies of receipts, all kinds of stuff. Talking to people. Getting some of the transactions on video. They had people doing the work. They come out with an 83-page report, but they're like, we don't want the backlash okay. of this coming out. Can you guys do it? Can you guys put this out?
Okay.
So he's like, sure.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Drop the hammer. No problem.
Right. So on January 31st, 2020,
Okay. Oh, you're going to tell me they caused COVID, huh? Is that what you're going to tell me?
No. No. They published the information.
Oh, the 86 page.
83 page, report.
Okay.
But while that's going on, Ernst & Young is also getting suspicious.
Okay.
And they're like, okay, we're going to review your accounts. We're going to go through your statements. We're going to look into all of this stuff, see what's going on. Because there's something weirdly weird going on here. Businesses don't actually fucking, you know, make profits of fucking 5 times in per quarter. Year. Yeah, it's crazy. So they go and they find evidence that their managers have been fabricating transactions.
No.
So in a later statement from, because they started looking in 2019, Ernst & Young. They were looking through the 2019 statements. Uh-huh. Ernst & Young was looking through the 2019 statements and they found that managers were fabricating transactions. So they came out and said that the sales had been inflated and the company's costs and incomes expense. They had been doing that for 9 months in 2019. On April 2nd, Luckin came out and said that the COO, a gentleman by the name of Jian Liu, and some of his fucking people might have faked more than $300 million in revenue. Oh,
God. Ew. Why?
More than a quarter's worth of reported sales.
Just to look good on paper and get investors? Mm-hmm. You people are so fucking stupid and gross. I'm just saying, the greed and the lies will catch up to you.
But here's what. How are you? You think that your lies aren't going to outpace, or your growth is going to outpace your lies? Mm-hmm. No, because you're going to have to keep lying.
Yep.
Once you start a lie that big, you're going to have to keep lying because, okay, we've made 5 times the revenue than when we started. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's it going to be next year?
You got to keep bringing it up and up and up.
Yes, it's got to go up because you don't want to be like, oh, well.
We're down.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're down. Your actual profits is literally less than 1% of what you guys fucking started with. And you're talking shit. Like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? So, yeah, they had a special committee that was going to do an internal investigation. So for a minute, they were like, okay, what we're going to do is instead of stopping, we're just going to keep on expanding. We're going to put out more stores. And people are like, what the fuck? Like, how is that going to work? Like, what are you talking about? You're not making any money. Why would you want to put more stores where nobody's going to go to?
People are dumb.
So they continued opening stores. They were opening as many as 10 fucking stores a day.
No.
And the co-founder, Liu, tried to issue an apology. He made a statement that said, my style may have been too aggressive and the company may have grown too fast, which has led to many problems, but I by no means set out to deceive investors.
You fucking liar.
It wasn't him, quote unquote, because the other guy, Jian Liu.
I'm going to call him Liu Kang.
Jian Liu. He was the one, the COO, he was the one who was doing this shit.
Mm. The chief operating officer.
Mm-hmm. So, and, you know, people under him. December 16th, though, the SEC is like, fuck this. You guys are going to be charged. So they charged them.
So they could, because they became public in the U.S.,
yes.
Right? Okay. Because that was like, are they even in their jurisdiction?
Yeah, the SEC.
Got it.
Was like, you guys committed some fuckery. They charged them with defrauding investors by materially misstating the company's revenue, expenses, and net operating loss in an effort to falsely appear to achieve rapid growth and increase profitability and to meet the company's earning estimates. Luckin, whose American Depository shares traded on NASDAQ until July 13th, 2020, agreed to pay $180 million in penalty. Damn. To resolve those charges.
I guess if you could pay for it, I guess you can get out of it, huh?
Yeah, because they didn't have no money. They had money, but they didn't have the money they said they had.
Right.
Because they had investors. Yeah. They had gotten $590,000, $1 million from investors. So, and all they were doing was just putting up stores, kiosks everywhere, and not actually making money because, again, people in China are not coffee drinkers like that.
Right.
In China, they were drinking like 6 cups a person a day compared to 200 cups in the United States.
Oh, yeah. They don't fuck with coffee.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like the U.S. people in the U.S. are fucking like coffee addicts. Like it's their fucking lifeblood. That's not happening in China.
They're like, fuck your coffee. Give me my tea.
Exactly. Like, you know, the stating, not for all the tea in China. Because yeah. China is a tea company. China tea. China is a tea country.
Got it.
Like, you know, they take pride in their fucking tea. They don't want your coffee. Or they agreed to pay a $180 million penalty in the United States to the SEC. Can you imagine what they're going to have to pay to China or to Bank Suisse?
I don't know.
Or whatever. Was it Bank Suisse? Which one was it?
JP Morgan. That's my favorite.
JP Morgan also invested in them.
I need to call Sonia.
JP Morgan was one of the companies that was interested, was like an investor. So the SEC's complaint alleged that from at least April of 2019 through January 2020, that Luckin intentionally fabricated more than $300 million in real retail sales by using related parties to create false sales transactions, including people related to, not related to, but people linked to the COO. Ridiculous. He was creating all of these, like, you know, these fake transactions. They used related parties to create false sales transactions through 3 separate purchasing schemes. According to the complaint, certain Luckin, this is all from the SEC, by the way.
Okay.
Certain Luckin employees attempted to conceal the fraud by inflating the company's expenses by more than $190 million, creating a fake operations database,
and
altering accounting and bank records to reflect false sales.
Why not just do your fucking job and do what you're supposed to do and let the business grow naturally and, you know, the way it's supposed to?
Because they didn't want to do that. They were not being patient. They wanted to project the image of being a rapidly growing company, so people, you know, to get all that fucking buzz and for people to be wanting to invest. It's like WeWork. They were saying nonsense, trying to sound cool,
tech company,
trying to sound interested or interesting. But Luckin was like, you know, we're going to take down Starbucks. That's what they wanted to do. They wanted to defeat Starbucks. Starbucks is an international chain. They have more stores across the world. They only have 4,000 stores in China.
But check it out. Starbucks has been doing this since the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that too.
So, guess what, bitch? You aren't going to come in, this 2-year-old, 1-year-old company,
and disrupt
this 30-year-old established company. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That's a nice goal that you have, and it can be possible, but you need to do it from, like, do
yeah,
it
you need to
right.
be patient. You need to be patient, and you can't just try to outpace Starbucks. Jesus. But, and the problem was that they wanted to do it in China. They wanted to defeat Starbucks in China. They weren't trying to take over the world like Starbucks, because Starbucks is fucking everywhere.
Right.
They were just trying to be the coffee supplier for the Chinese people.
Okay.
But again, you still weren't doing it right. You overestimated the popularity of coffee to the Chinese people.
Right.
Why not take over tea? Like,
well, they already.
I know, but why not pop up a tea chain or something?
They have tea stores all over China.
I don't know China.
I'm not saying Luckin does or whoever, you know.
I'm just saying this company, like Luckin, why not change your business model? And I think, we're trying to take over Starbucks and we have all these investors. It's like, ooh, okay, let me get on board with this. So I'm sure the investors came strolling in, but it's not sustainable. And obviously, continue your story. I'm sorry.
That was it.
The end.
Yeah. So they were ordered to pay $180 million. They still haven't paid it yet. The Chinese government has to approve whatever means Luckin Coffee is going to use to make good with that $180 million. So that was the story of Luckin Coffee and being in the wrong market in the place that you're in. That would be like us trying to open a fucking rainforest store in the desert. Like, what are you talking about?
Like, what are you talking about? Or us trying to sell sand.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no.
There's plenty of sand here. Nobody. Okay, I get it.
They don't want coffee. That's the thing.
Okay, we don't. But we do want a rainforest here. No, I follow you. I follow you.
I'm just saying, because it wouldn't be sustainable. Because
yeah.
We're very, very, very highly drought. Like, it's likely that we're going to have a drought for the next 5 years or so.
Yeah.
Why would anybody want to be putting up a rainforest in their backyard where they have to use water when we're in a drought? You know what I'm saying? That kind of shit. Like, it's not sustainable. Nobody wants that.
Yeah, I got you.
tropical plants and shit. You know what I mean?
I follow
stuff
you.
That you have to... Have to stuff have water for that.
Stuff
you
need that's not going to survive.
Yeah, you have to have water.
Nobody wants it, and I'd rather have my cactus. And you know, I prefer cactus rather than like you know, a bird passion
bird of paradise.
There you go, that thing. But I feel you, girl. I feel you. That's funny though. I think people will lie and make up shit. That's why when you see people on social stunting, just ignore them and put your head down and get your hustle on. Who fucking cares what anyone else
Listen,
is doing?
Listen, I'm going to get in your pool and take pictures of myself like I'm at some resort and I'm just going to like Photoshop a bunch of shit in it.
Do it! Do it! And everyone's like, damn, Brandy, what you got going on? I'm like, don't worry about me. Invest with me now. Give me some money.
Give me all of your money.
And they're like, oh, this bitch was in Sunny's backyard this whole time. Got him! Okay, cool. What have you been watching this week?
I watched season 2 of Flack.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about that. Okay.
The story is crazy. And you actually, her mother is Martha Plimpton. And you see her, like, the interaction that they have with each other. And she's just so
horrible.
She's bipolar.
Yeah.
And she, like, threatened. When they moved to England is when she started threatening to commit suicide. And she, like, had 4 failed suicide attempts. Until she jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge.
Wow.
I watched this stupid movie last night called Starve.
Starve?
Starve. It was on
Stars?
Amazon Prime. And it's a B movie, total B movie. Nobody you've ever seen is in that movie. And it's about these people, this guy, he's a freaking graphic novel writer, him and his wife and his brother, they go on this road trip to this place called Freedom, Florida, where the government has shut this whole town down because of sinkholes. And so there's an urban legend that there are people that live in sinkholes, these cannibals that live in the sinkholes.
Great.
They go to investigate it because he's going to base a graphic novel on this urban legend. They end up getting kidnapped and taken to this high school and like forced to fight each other or starve to death. And so they have to fight, they have to kill somebody and then they get a meal.
Oh.
It's really fucked up.
You want to eat? You better kill.
Yeah, basically. So, like, he won. They're like, it's like the premise. You're like, you know, I want to like this movie, but the acting is not great. And then it's like, the fighting is pretty good. I won't deny that. Like, you know, if you're into like fighting and violence and, you know, blood and stuff. But it's just the acting is terrible. And I'm like, why would you go in there? The man said not to go in there and you fucking went in there. And that's why your ass is kidnapped now.
Big dumb dumb.
Did exactly what the man said not to do. Mm-hmm. And then last night, or this, it was like early this morning, it's literally like 2 o'clock in the morning. We started rewatching Dexter.
Oh, wow.
So I'm still in the middle of trying to watch the rest of Spartacus and we started rewatching Dexter. So okay. I forgot how much Michael C. Hall, I like him in this character.
As Dexter.
Yeah, I liked him as Michael on
6 Feet Under.
Yeah, but I really like him as Dexter.
Okay.
What have you been watching this weekend?
I watched this morning I watched In the Heights on HBO Max.
That's the musical.
Yeah, the Lin-Manuel
Miranda.
Yeah. It was actually really good.
I just feel like it's West Side Story.
It is, but different.
Maria.
It's obviously it's Lin-Manuel, so it's very musical, Maria. Very modern, lots of people I've never seen before, but like just the tonality of it and the rhymes and the raps, you're like, okay, Hamilton, got it. But it was really interesting. I honestly watched 45 minutes of it. I had to do a meeting at 10, came back and I was like, this movie's still on?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't like long movies.
It was interesting because, like, everyone's been talking about it on, like, the radio and stuff. And I guess, like, Oprah's been hyping it up.
I probably won't see it. I still haven't seen Hamilton, so whatever.
I still haven't seen Hamilton either because I couldn't get into it. But I did, like, In the Heights. It was interesting. I've also been watching Married to Medicine. I never watched it before.
Are you starting from season one?
Yes, bitch. Okay. So I'm on season two.
I hate Mariah so much.
Mariah, you cannot knock down the queen. I will not get off of my chariot and throw tomatoes with you.
When she said that, I was horrible. Like, you are so fucking dramatic.
She's horrible. And it's how she just shades people. And
she's a terrible person.
Yeah, she's just like, oh, well, you know, you're right in my coattails. Like, you would be nothing without me.
Yeah, her and Quad.
Her and Quad. Her and Rico, Chappelle. Her and her cousin. First season, her and Toya. And at first, I kind of really didn't care about... Like, Toya, I'm iffy about her. I feel like she remains the same person to who she is, but she's just, like, bougie.
Yeah, she's still bougie. She's still on the show.
Bougie, but I'm okay with her. Quad's vernacular is interesting. Oh, no, darling. Oh, no, Tyree. We don't do that. And it's like, what? What is this accent?
She still talks like that.
I believe it.
Yeah, she came back this season. This current season, and she's not like on the cast, but she's a friend of the cast, so she's been in like every episode. And
only on season two. Like, don't ruin it for me. I'm enjoying it just because I like drama.
I like the fact that these are black women doctors.
Yeah,
or black women doctors' wives.
I like Simone. I like Dr. Jackie. Dr. Heavenly's crazy. Dr. Heavenly's crazy. She's like, I am a marriage expert. I am a realtor. I am this. I've got practices. And it's like, okay, you got all this, honey, but calm down. Like, you don't got to, like, put your beliefs on me and try and, like, school me.
She's crazy. Heavenly is nuts.
You could tell. She's a little kooky dooky. So I've been watching that on Hulu. So that's been fun. And I watched In the Heights today. Oh, I watched Cruella this weekend, too. I watched Cruella at Angela's house.
What?
I said, girl, you got the access? You got premiere access, honey? She's like, sure do. I was like, let's watch it. So Cruella was interesting. It's definitely a whole new take on this story. It's an origin story. You don't know Cruella's story. And when you watch it, she's like, okay, this is interesting. I guess I'm okay with this. I like Emma Stone. And I think she does a really good job, and it's all about, like, fashion and
I love
stuff.
It that they're both named Emma. Emma Thompson and Emma Stoner.
Yeah.
Like, two Emmas? What?
Well, Emma Thompson is horrid. She's horrible. She's the worst. She's the worst, and it was really good. So we watched that, and, of course, Norbit.
You watched Norbit?
Well, we were in Fresno this weekend, and we stayed at Angela's. And so she was trying to keep us up all night. It was, like, 12:30. I was like, I'm going to bed. Mm-hmm. I am tired.
I didn't go to bed last night until... I went to bed this morning at 5 o'clock this morning.
You're crazy. That's why are you alive?
Girl, because my insomniac husband was trying to keep me up. I was like, you don't understand. Like, I'm not doing this with you. And he was upset because, like, usually I have, like, some wine and go to sleep. You can't be doing that.
Drinking wine?
Yeah, like, you can't be drinking...
It's grapes.
And I'm like, I need to go to sleep. Like, you don't understand. So I didn't have anything to drink yesterday.
I need this.
Because otherwise I'll be up too. Uh-huh. And so I'm just like... I was like, you didn't want me to drink wine? You gotta rub my back.
Hey guys, thank you for being here with us. Thank you for listening. And thank you for rocking with the Bulp Bitches. I'm saying, I love you guys, and we love you. And connect with us if you aren't already on social. Subscribe wherever you're listening. Leave a review. Subscribe and come back. And we'll be here too, of course, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Sure, Dan.
Well, I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this was Book of Lies. The podcast.
It's Bulp Bitches.